One of the very fun things about being me, you know, is I have a high sex drive. I'm pretty much always horny in the back of my head. And my mind, it just never seems to stop thinking of ways to play with you. So, if I ever have a moment when I'm not really sure what to do with someone I'm playing with, I have a very simple technique to get my juices going. Get the creativity flowing. I just need inspiration. And you are such a lovely canvas, I can't help but get it. All I have to do, start by getting you excited. And that's so easy because you're super fucking easy. I just have to whisper in your ear a little bit. Get those hairs on the back of your neck standing up and tingly arousal. Just having my mouth so close to you is enough to really send your heart rate spiking. What I really want you to do for me right now, and since we both know you're a good boy, you're gonna do it for me. I want you to bend over, put your hands on that surface in front of you, stick your ass out, and bend the fuck over for me. There you go, that's a good boy. See, now that's so not so hard. Oh, though you might be very soon. Oh, you know, I love it when you come to me still with clothes on. There's just something about coming up behind you. Your hands are placed down on the desk or the bed or whatever I have at the moment, and I can just run my hands freely over you. Over your back, onto your sides. I can wrap my arms around you and just play with your nipples if I want to. Grab your pecs like they're fucking tit flesh and give a little squeeze. I can switch from ear to ear because I'm behind you. And you just have that heat and that warmth of my body pressed up against you. I can hear your breathing quickening. I know you're excited. I also know that you're such a good boy and you know better than to talk, because I don't need to hear anything from you right now. Right now, you're just my canvas. You're just a little plaything for me to use to really show off the masterpiece of work I can do. You're just a toy. That's such a nice one. You smell good. Just a little bit of sweat mixed in with your deodorant. And honestly, I'm so very smell-focused in play. It sounds weird, but if somebody smells good, I just want to hug them so tight. Oh, and since you're clothed, I get to have all the fun of putting my hands underneath your shirt, trailing my nails along your skin. And when I pull away, it's like your skin itself just wants to reach out and press closer to me and get those sensations back. And you're arching now. arching in your back and up your butt, you little fucking slut. I haven't even told you what I'm gonna do to you yet. Yet, that nice little ass of yours is already seeking it out. You dirty boy. But I do so love the intimacy of reaching around you, undoing your belt and undoing your jeans. I love that intimacy of me wrapping you, of me slowly stripping you. As I don't want you to step out of your jeans, baby. I just want them wrapped at your ankles, as if you were a girl going to the bathroom with her panties down. I just want you to have that constriction, that little bit of humiliation. Not completely undressed, but definitely not decent. But you don't want to be decent, do you, baby? No. You want to be a depraved little slut. You want to be used and abused. You want to be free to moan like the dirty little whore you are. And that's what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to make you moan. Make you groan. Maybe a few cries of pain. Just, you know, there's a little bit of me that needs a price paid. But I love this position. When you're bent over like this, I can press up right against your ass, and we both know where your mind goes when I do that. Yeah, I know. My hands can just slowly, oh, so slowly creep around your hips. Starting around your belly, but then moving down and down and going straight to your thighs. Oh. It's like your body just gave a little sigh of disappointment. What's the matter? Is there something needy down there that needs to be touched? Is me tickling along your inner thighs just too cruel and too mean? Oh, my. That indrawn breath was kind of sexy. Was it because this tickled, or was it because you're so turned on that... You just need a little more breath. Oh, God, I love doing this to you. It's so fun. I can see you getting more and more aroused, and yet you're a good boy, good little slave boy, and you know your place. You know not to talk, you know not to move, you know to simply stand there, surrendering autonomy. Just a slave that can be touched however I want. I can slowly explore your body, both over and under your clothes. I can grope that nice little ass like yours like you're a fucking bar wench. And you just stand there. Spread those legs a little more. Come on, as wide as those pants that your ankles will let you. That's it. Don't you just feel a little bit silly right now? You're not even restrained or anything. Just doing what a girl half your size is telling you to do. Your boxers are still on, and... But pants on your floor. I imagine to someone else you might look a little bit silly. Yeah. But not to me. No. To me, you just look perfect right now. Absolutely perfect. So perfect that even though I could just tease you forever and get off on it, I can't can't help myself. I want to feel it. I want to feel your cock nice and thick and hard in my hand. Besides, it's a great way to warm it up. How does it feel? Is my finger slightly cold from the dungeon's air just slip down that little happy trail and clench onto your cock? Oh my goodness, I can feel you throbbing. I can feel the heat of your desire. Pumping through you. Even more than that. I can feel the desperation and the urgency just bleeding off of you. And oh, I just want to soak myself in it. God, I love being an empath. I can feel every single thing you're feeling right now. And when I touch you, it's so much more intense, and it's like I can just soak myself in those emotions and those urges and those lusts. And, oh, it gets me so excited too. My pussy is just dripping right now. Just dripping. Dripping, thinking of you. Oh, thinking of how horny you are, how much you so very badly want me to rub you or allow you to rub yourself. So how badly you want to come, but you're a good boy who knows he doesn't ever come without permission. No matter how much it beats and throbs and hurts. I love having all this power over you. It makes you so very special to me, and honestly, it just makes me want to torment you more. How fucked up is that, you know? The more I like you, the more I lust after you, and most of all, the more affection I feel towards you. The meaner and crueler I want to be to you. I'm not a sadist with normal people, but with you, the more I care, the more I just want to hurt you. I want to crush you and break you and demolish you down into nothing. And then build you back up. Even more perfect, just to do it again, and again, and again, and again. Oh, don't worry, baby, I won't break you. You'd be no fun to play with after that. The desire is just there, you know? I think you like it. You wouldn't actually like me really doing it to you. You might say you would, but not really. But you love the idea of it, the fantasy. You love the thought of it. You love knowing that I'm smart enough and I know you well enough that I abso-fucking-lutely could. I could break you down so easy. You're my bitch. And that little bit of fear, that little bit of scarousal, as they call it. Oh, that makes you so fucking hot for it. So lusty, so slutty, so needy, so desperate. And, there's fun ways to break you. We can do all of those. Ways that won't hurt my conscience or any of that crap. Ways that you'll really like, even as you're begging for mercy, for release. I could edge you for days and days and days and days, and while no physical harm would come of it, the emotional and mental toil, that aching, aching need in your balls would just have you begging whimpering. Of course, if I want to be more cruel than anything else, I wouldn't even allow you to beg or whimper. I would just simply force you to keep all of that inside to yourself. And without that ability to vent it to me, without that ability to beg me and plead and just release a little bit of that urgency and that need, well, it would just build up all the stronger inside of you. It's one of the reasons I love shoving a gag in that pretty little mouth of yours, to be honest. I like knowing you have no outlet for all of these desperate little thoughts. No agency to even request a little bit of mercy. A little bit of understanding. But, baby, I understand everything. I understand you better than anyone else in the world ever will. I can feel it off of you. What a dirty little slut. What a sweet little sub you are underneath it all. I know how your mind works. I know how to use it, to play with it, to get what I want. And you love it, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, you do. I saw that little nod. Not supposed to, but I'll let it go. 'Cause you just can't help yourself. And I can feel your cock throbbing harder, harder. I can feel the little bits of cum just begging burst out. I can feel that you get so close just from my words alone, and it would only take the tiniest little bit of stimulation. But the big question, where am I going with this? What am I going to do? Am I going to make you come? Am I not? Am I going to just tease you and torment you for ages until you just need to... That is the fun kind of breaking, I think. Leaving a little bit of uncertainty in your mind. Leaving you to question and go over all of your fears of what I might do and go over all of your hopes as well. And if I just left you like this for a few minutes, your mind would just be rolling with it, you know? Your mind would just be going over so many possibilities. Part of you will be like, is she gonna spank me? Is she gonna use the cane? And another part of you is like, I hope not. And then another part of you is like, oh, but me hoping not makes me like aroused by the thought, now I hope she does. And it's just a little bit of a contradictory thing going around in your head, isn't it? You silly little slut. But my juices are really flowing. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take care of myself. And you can just stew in your own form of juices for a little bit. With that sad little loss of my touch. Oh, it's okay. Now you stay right there and don't move. I'll see you if you do. I'm just gonna come over here and... Lift up my skirt a little bit. No, you are not allowed to fucking look. Get your head back in position, bitch. Really? What, do I have to fucking blindfold you? Well, I'll put one thing to rest. You will be getting the cane in a little bit, but, first, let's just put a fucking blindfold on. naughty boy just can't be trusted to behave himself. There we go. You wondering what I'm doing? Fuck, I really wasn't kidding. I didn't know the half of it when I told you I was wet. God, I love wearing skirts so I can just lift it right up and my pussy is right there. If you could see it, well, you'd see how glistening and wet the pinkness is. How my hole is practically dripping the way it would drip after I fuck you. Oh, God, wouldn't that feel so good right now? Fucking me, burying yourself inside my nice, hot pussy. Fuck. Oh. Just imagining myself in the position you're in right now. Bent over, hands down, head bent. Me flipping up my skirt so you could just enter me behind and just thrust. You'd be practically in the same position you're in right now. It's just your cock would be buried deep in my nice, sweet pussy. Same exact position you're in now, except you could just be thrusting. Oh, thrusting, thrusting and feeling it. You know what? While I play with myself over here, I'm gonna give you permission to thrust. Don't you fucking take your hands up and don't you fucking touch your cock. But you can thrust every time I say thrust, huh? Yeah? How's that feel? Just the stimulation of your cock against your boxers, just hitting into the air, just thrusting and thrusting and thrusting and seeking stimulation and getting nothing. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it's like the mental fucking pleasure of fucking with you is just as orgasmic as playing with my pussy is. I'm only using two fingers right now, you know. Just circling over the hood of my clit, just rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh. It's like the eyes. My eyes are just rolling back a little because it feels so fucking good. And, oh. Fuck, you can thrust. Yeah, that's it, baby. Thrust for me. Thrust like you're thrusting inside of me. And I want you to fucking experience that feeling almost as if you were in my pussy, but also that teasing, taunting, evil lack. That's it, my good boy. Just, oh, yeah. Oh. Hi. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh. I'll leave myself like that for the moment. Fuck, my pussy just trembling. My pussy clenching. I'm throbbing with need now, too. Can you feel that? If I put my hands on you, can I push my lust inside of you? make you feel it so strongly that when you feel it, I get it coming right back up, and we go into this beautiful little intimate loop of just yes, 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 yes. Baby. Put your fucking pants back on. I'm done with you for right now.